L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. A Monday Night Meltdown has begun. We got a full house on the program this evening. We're throwing it down on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates momentarily. Monday Night Football has concluded, and that's 3.5 hours of our lives that we're never going to get back. This radio show is the quickest 180 minutes that you're going to spend in sports. And the National Football League, well, it's like the longest 180 minutes. Like, seriously. Like, I think I'd rather watch, like, a Coronation Street marathon. You know, like, at this point, I'd rather, like, it's bad. It's just, it's bad. It's hard to watch. And if you didn't have money on it, you wouldn't be watching it. Let's just call it off for what it is. If you didn't have money on it, like, was there any reason to watch that? Was there anything good about tonight's football game? Like, you know, you could ask yourself, well, would you pay money to see Colt McCoy play football? I don't know. Yeah, the answer is yes, when he was at Texas, like, 15 years ago, I guess so. Colt McCoy blows. I don't know what Troy Aikman's deal is, why he loves Mac Jones and Colt McCoy as much as he does. Like, and Troy Aikman loves Mac Jones. He's talking as if, though, like, you know, the Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia and these guys are, like, holding Joe Montana back or something like that. He's Mac Jones. There's a reason why they don't throw the ball down the field. He sucks. But the only, you know, the only person that sucked harder than Mac Jones tonight, and, you know, is Mac Jones just, like, a hard kid to like, seriously? We know he's a dirty player. We know, like, you know. But, you know, he keeps on, like, throwing these tantrums on the sideline. And it's funny how, like, if Kyler Murray throws a tantrum on the sideline, he's a diva. Mac Jones throws a tantrum on the sideline, and he thinks, oh, I'm being a leader. And he did it again today where he started snapping and yelling at everybody. And then the defense came up. Hopkins turned the ball over. And then after the game, he goes, oh, it's nice to see they responded after, you know, I got everybody going on the sideline. Yeah, I know. That was you, Mac. You're right. It was, you know, you're the reason that DeAndre Hopkins fumbled the football. It was 100% you. Like, it's amazing to me. I've never seen somebody that's as average as Mac Jones thinks, you know, and have the attitude that he does. Maybe he needs the attitude to fool everybody or something, but whatever. He sucks, right? Like, the only reason New England won this football game today is because Arizona's a clown show. Cliff Kingsbury should be, like, you know, the guy should be working at a Chuck E. Cheese or something. Like, Cliff Kingsbury should be the manager of a Hooters at this point. Like, the Arizona Cardinals, and between their ineptness and their poor roster construction, it's pretty clear that they're also cursed as well. And, you know, one player after another getting hurt on every play. It's been this way all the time. Kyler Murray's got, like, a torn ACL. He's going to be out for, like, a year now. So, like, not just, yeah, you know, he's done this year, and he's going to be done next year. Like, this surgery is a 9 to 12-month deal just to sort of recover and rehab from it, let alone play football. So Kyler Murray's out next year, essentially. So in other words, the Arizona Cardinals need a quarterback. The Monday Night Meltdown has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, and people of Bustlem, and everybody else in between. Yes, the National Football League game sucked. It is 3.5 hours of your life that you're never going to get back. But we're going to give you 180 minutes of your life that you're never going to forget. The Monday Night Meltdown. This is Sports Rage. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. The Mighty Earth 1090, ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, 97.1 The Freak. And everybody else joining us on the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. The New England Patriots have played themselves into the playoffs, albeit, I think, you know, briefly. A win tonight against an Arizona Cardinal football team that lost Kyler Murray on, what was it, the third play of scrimmage? Second or third play of scrimmage tonight. Kyler Murray scrambles and tears his ACL. Now, they're going to do this and that and all this, but we all saw it. It's pretty much shredded. You know, he was pretty much devastated as he left the field. Now, we've seen in the past, and it's been happening a lot, right? Everybody wants to be first. Everybody reports something that somebody is this hurt or that hurt, and when we find out a couple of days later, it's not as bad as we thought. But word out of the Cardinals room and word after the game was basically that Kyler Murray's out, and he's going to need surgery, and he's going to basically miss next year as well. All right, for the most part. I mean, we're talking about something that could take a year just to rehab from. So the game was terrible. The New England Patriots are terrible. And Colt McCoy is absolutely brutal. I don't understand. And Troy Aikman, I love Troy Aikman. I think Troy Aikman does a great job on TV. He was a great quarterback. And I think he does a very good job and is a solid analyst on television. But I do not understand his fascination, number one, with Mac Jones and believing that Mac Jones is the second coming and the greatest quarterback ever. And I don't know if like Colt McCoy is just like golfing buddy or something like that. I bet you if we dig a little bit deeper, like Colt McCoy and Troy Aikman are probably buddies, because there is no reason why Colt McCoy is still in the National Football League. Just being a good guy and being there doesn't mean you should be there. Look at the Baltimore Raven backup quarterbacks. They lose Lamar Jackson. Next man up can do the same thing. You lose Kyler Murray, you go to Colt McCoy. The guy was old 12 years ago. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and
L-E-T-T-F-E-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people of Bustham, and everybody else in between. I'm just trying to confirm something here right now, but we saw it during the game tonight in which they posted a graphic on the screen that Cliff Kingsbury hasn't won a challenge since 2019. Like, think about that. Like, how can you be, like, wrong that many times in a row? And I was just thinking about, like, what a train wreck the Arizona Cardinals are, in which, yeah, you can defend Colt McCoy at the end and say, well, listen, you know, the offensive line was blowing up, and it was blowing up. But they kept on running the same play over and over. they kept on doing the same thing and calling a play and then being surprised that Colt McCoy would get, like, lit up. And then there was one play, it was like 4th and 13, and Colt McCoy tried to run for it. It's like, bro, you couldn't run like 3 yards, let alone like 13 yards. Like, so why wouldn't you just throw the ball down the field and hope for the best on 4th down instead of running into like 6 Patriot players after 5 yards and getting murdered? Like, just everything about them is bad. The attention to detail, the penalties, the tackling, the play calling, the turf. I don't know, like, what's up with that turf. I think their turf is a problem. A lot of this new turf is a problem. Everybody keeps getting hurt at SoFi. People get hurt in Glendale. The Super Bowl is there. Imagine they're playing the Super Bowl and one of the quarterbacks in the Super Bowl, like, pops, you know, shreds something on this turf. I think it's something that needs to be looked at. I think there's a lot of stuff that needs to be looked at. Besides primetime games in the NFL. As I stated, if you didn't have money on this, like, would you really be watching it? Like, honestly, it's absolute torture. It's like, you know, watching a bad movie that just won't end. It just keeps going on and on and on and on and on, and you hope that somehow something will happen, and nothing does. I cannot recall a year where the football is this bad. I'm not sure, like, the replacement players were this bad. Remember, like, they had the replacement players, the dudes coming in off the street for a couple of weeks? Like, this is bad, bad. Like, there's just bad football. Tom Brady said it earlier in the year. When I watch the NFL, I see a lot of bad football. Well, you should look in the mirror, Tom. Let's bring in George Kurtz right now from the Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. George, these primetime games are absolute torture. Absolute torture. The Thursday nighter ended with some craziness with Baker Mayfield, but the game sucked for over 3 hours. This game was just absolute brutality and craziness with Kyler Murray getting hurt in the second or third play, whatever it was.
But where are we going to start here? The primetime games? Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised by this. We know what Thursday night games are always terrible, right? And the NFL does have a rule that every team has to be on primetime at least once. And guess who where they generally get that? Thursday night. That's where you're going to see your Houston Texans, you know, your Jaguars, your stuff like that. Oh, the Jaguars look like they might be an exciting team now. The Monday night game, you know, Gabe, when was the Monday night game really the Monday night game? You know, it's not like it was when you and I, you know, up until probably the 90s somewhere. You know, once ABC lost that and ESPN got it, ESPN gets, you know, they don't get the top game. They never do.
Next year will change. They're not going to get top game next year. They're not going to get the top game, but next year they're going to begin to flex at least the Monday night.
I hope they do because, you know, the Monday night game should be special, right? It's a solo game. Everyone's watching. It's Monday night. NBA and NHL don't have all that many games. You know, so it should be a special game. And I used to love
somehow
that.
Somehow Sunday night bumped them, pushed them aside.
Yeah, because NBC, I imagine NBC's paying more. That would be my guess. They're paying more than
the thing is,
they get the top game.
But ESPN has been a great partner for the National Football
Absolutely.
League. Like, you know what I mean? Considering how much they promote them and how many viewers that they have, they promote them, like, you know what I mean, for free. I've always been baffled by that, to be honest, how ESPN gets treated by the NFL, to be honest, like, in the big picture. And, you know, people don't really understand, it's getting to the television semantics of it, but Fox and CBS have the first choices. So the 425 slot is the first choice. So, like, the afternoon networks, they get to choose the games they want first. And then NBC. You'll notice NBC, Sunday Night Football isn't the best game of the week, but it's usually, like, a really cool one. Because they're good at, all right,
All right, they took the Bills and the Chiefs. Let's come up with this one. Dallas and Philadelphia. Like, they're good at sort of finding the ones that the CBS and Fox didn't take. ESPN basically didn't get to choose. Like, it was basically, well, this is what's left after all of that. Now at least they're going to be able to flex next year. But the flexing doesn't start until later in the year anyways, right? So I don't really know what that much of a difference going to make. But forget about the prime time stuff. It's just the product is bad.
Yes.
It's bad.
There aren't that many good teams. How many games?
So why is this? Why is this? I'll tell you why I think it is. I think
there's...
What do you think? I'm going to say I think there's coaches. I think there's bad coaching in the NFL.
I think that's part of it, yes. But what I think it is that, I think we see this in all sports, by the way, is that you either need to be going for the trophy or you need to be terrible. Teams don't want to be in the middle anymore, so you have so many bad teams just want to be as bad as possible. They're going to suck. They want to suck bad so they get a top pick.
No, I don't buy that.
I think it's going on.
Like who in the NFL? Like who? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't trying to be bad.
No.
The Chicago Bears have been bad forever, so it's not like they're trying to be bad to tank. They've always been bad. The Cleveland Browns have always been who they are. I was thinking about it watching the Cardinals tonight. When in our lifetimes, and you and I are in the same age bracket here, when in our lifetimes have the Cardinals ever been good?
They've never been good. Right? That's really it.
You know what I mean? They've had little pockets, remember, with Lomax in the old days.
No, never.
Yeah, like, they've never been good. You know what I mean? Like, they've never been good. I thought, you know, the NFL, it just sort of, I think it's bad management. Because every team in the NFL has the same chance of winning, George. It's one thing that you can say about that league. You never hear about small markets in the NFL, do you? Oh, they can't win in a small market. You don't hear that, right? Players will sign with Buffalo. Yeah, but there's a salary cap in the NBA, and players won't sign in bad cities. There, they won't.
I think what you might be talking about in some ways is, you know, we talk about teams like the Cardinals. What's the constant over the decades? Ownership. Either they don't care, or they're inept at hiring the right people.
Yeah, the Bidwells have been the owner forever there. That is true. But they're supposed to be better. You can't really blame the Bidwells for this run right now, why they're bad now. But, like, to me, so why are the Arizona Cardinals bad? Well, they're kind of poorly constructed. They're sort of like a poor man's Rams, right? They spent all this money on a couple of players. They don't have a lot of depth. They had a bad offseason. They let a lot of good players go because they have to pay people. So they're poorly run. Like, it's a good way. They're poorly run. But they're poorly coached, George.
Oh, yes.
Like, why the Denver Broncos as bad as they are? They're poorly coached.
Agreed.
They're unprepared. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at the Carolina Panthers difference with, like, now that Matt Rule's not there. Like, they were clearly unprepared with Matt Rule. Like, there's just so many bad coaches in the NFL. Bad play calling, bad decisions. To me, that's what it is. I don't think the players are bad. I think they're just not being coached properly. I think the play calling sucks.
I think it's a fair argument.
That's my opinion.
I think it's a very fair argument. I think, once again, I don't think there's all that much of a difference between the worst team and the best team. But coaching does make
that difference. Exactly right.
Coach properly, or if you're trying to put a round peg into a square hole, which you see all the time, too.
You're exactly right. If you look at, like, pretty much every team in the NFL.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger, Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next-day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They're all given the same opportunity. There's a salary cap. They all spend the same amount of money. There's the draft in which, you know what I mean? So then you get into, it's hard to be bad. We'll put it that way. But some teams manage bad decisions. It really is that way in a lot of sports, though. Like, if you guys think about it, and ladies, there's really not a lot of good teams in sports. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in three rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
The late night anger badge, my class is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pencil players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. George Kurtz there kicking with us. All right, so the New England Patriots get it done this evening. Kyler Murray got injured early, and we were still on the air because it happened so early when we were on with Game Time Decisions. And I said, you know, I would expect, I think the books are going to refund people for this. And They did. I got refunded. The bet was void. So we got our Kyler Murray first touchdown prop score bet back. And we got our Kyler Murray anytime touchdown score prop back bet. This is a new thing. We talk about there's a lot of things that, you know, we don't like about the modernization of the sports betting scene. But this is something that in the old days would never happen. That would never happen before, George. Like, number one, no bookie would ever say, oh, well, he got hurt on the second play of the game. So, no, that's part of it, right? That's bad luck. It happens, and it is what it is. You bet a prop. Because, like, they wouldn't refund it if it happened, like, midway through the second quarter. Yet, we're in an era right now where there's so much competition for your business. There's so many sports books, and they're competing with each other. And if one of them does it and others don't, then it's a bad look for the other one. So the way they figure is, well, whatever. You're going to end up betting the money anyway. So why panic, right? They don't need to panic about it. And they'll refund you. But pretty much every sports book tonight, George, did refund the Kyler Murray props. George? And down goes Kurtz. There you are.
I don't
George.
Think they have to, Gabe. And I wouldn't feel bad if they didn't.
Where were you, George?
And I wouldn't feel bad at all if they didn't here. Because I made the bet.
George, what just happened? Where were you? We lost you for like 30 seconds.
That I can't tell you. I'm not Mr. Tech here.
No, you're not. So did you have any Kyler Murray props?
Tonight was a bad night, Gabe.
Yeah, it was a bad night. Yeah, because the injury threw the whole script of the game off.
Because I was on Arizona big time. I mean,
I had the over.
On Arizona. I thought they'd win the game. So I was on them on the money line. I was on them on the spread, getting the points. I had that the boost on FanDuel. What was it? The boost was Murray and Stevenson, right? And I lost both.
Yeah.
I lost both guys. You know, I lost that. My fantasy team, I needed a win tonight. Guess what two players are on my fantasy team? Murray Stevenson. Superflex League. Killer. Absolute killer. You know, so tonight was bad. Very bad. Hell, even the Edmonton Oilers didn't go over tonight. All right, that's how bad my night was. All right, so aggravating would be. I mean, as soon as you say, like, you got to be kidding me. And then see, to see Kingsbury, you're up 13-7 at the end of the half here. Fourth and one, you got your backup cornerback. New England's done nothing on offense. For the love of God, kick the field goal and go up two scores. No, you go for it. And not only, you have Colt McCoy throw the ball. Throw the ball. I mean, and of course it's incomplete, and they go down, they get a field goal, and then that's it. That's all she wrote. You had nothing going in the second half here. It's like, just shoot me. That's the way tonight pretty much was. Shoot me. Even my printer's not working. I have no idea why.
I feel the same way. That's the way my week has gone. The same thing. Just it's one thing after another. I don't understand with Kingsbury. We gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, people didn't believe him when he got hired in the first place. He's, you know, he had a little early season success here. He's had a little success there, but nothing, you know, in the grand scheme of things. He hasn't won a playoff football game, and the team is clearly regressing. And, you know, yeah, you could say, well, there's injuries. Well, whatever. Everybody has injuries. It is what it is. They get out-coached. They're unprepared all the time. The decisions are bad. I brought it up. He hasn't won a freaking decision, a coach's challenge, since 2019. So I don't really understand. So, in other words, he's been wrong every time he's challenged something. Like, the play calling, you mentioned it, not kicking a field goal, the play calling, even in a quarter late, you know Colt McCoy is getting murdered. Why don't you try to run the ball more? But you can't run the ball, so why don't you dump it off? Everything is bad. Why is Colt McCoy even a freaking backup in the first place? Why don't you have, like, a younger mobile quarterback like Kyler Murray? Like, you look at Baltimore, they lose their quarterback. Okay, the next kid comes up. He might not be as good, but he's the same type of player, right? So you run the same offense. You don't have to change the playbook at all, right? He can do the same things, maybe not quite as well, but you can replicate it. Like when the Bills had Mitch Trubisky as the backup. It's like, yeah, he's not as good as Josh Allen, but whatever. He's 6'5" or whatever, and we'll try to run kind of the same plays here and dial it back if it comes to that. You can't have a diametrically different player as your backup quarterback. And I don't want to hear about what a good guy Colt McCoy in a locker room is. Their locker room is horrible. It's not like he's made Kyler Murray better. Like, I doubt they even talk. So I don't understand. Like, so this is going to happen. Kyler Murray's going to get hurt. Like, every time this happens, and Kyler gets hurt a lot. So every time Kyler gets hurt, George, Colt McCoy comes in and sucks. And there's no other way of describing it. He sucks. You're telling me there's not one kid that could do better than Colt McCoy could? I guarantee you there is.
Oh, you'll get no argument from me, especially about the part about that you have to have a quarterback who's the same as your starter. No, if you have a running quarterback and you need a running backup quarterback, you got to run the same offense. I mean, you have to. You're not going to change the offense around mid-game. That's not going to happen here. So I completely agree with you. Colt McCoy, in my mind, has always been overrated. Right? I know there are people that pump him up. Oh, he's a very good backup quarterback. I never see it.
No, he's not.
Right? And he's got great receivers to throw to in Arizona, right? Marquise Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, but he's got no arm strength. Right? Everything when he throws the ball more than 10, 15 yards past the line of scrimmage, it looks like, you know, he's aiming it and hoping it gets there. There's yep. nothing. There's no zip there. So I don't see how that's ever going to work there. You don't have a good enough run game to really cover what he does here. I think he's a decent backup for a game or two. But, you know, he's going to get overexposed when he's going to play, like, 6-7 games this season now that Murray's got the torn ACL.
He should be on a team where the quarterback never gets hurt. Like one of those guys that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Rodgers or whatever. You know what I mean? Like Matt Schaub was with Matt Ryan. Like, he shouldn't even be there. He shouldn't be in the NFL. It's like an old boys network. I don't know why they like him. It is what it is. Also, what it shows me, it's also just lazy, George. You know what I mean? It's lazy.
You don't want to develop anybody.
Yeah, let's not scout anything. We don't know. Well, what about the, you know, man, there's this, you know, young unsigned quarterback here. He was in the AFL or he was in the, you know, he's in the Alliance League. Or what about this guy or that guy? It's like, well, no, let's just go Colt McCoy. We like him. He's been around. Yeah, okay, he sucks. So he's been around. Good for you. You know, did you ever win when he comes in? Like you said, George, he has a hard time. Like, anything that's, like, further than 7 yards, it's a problem. He was one-hopping passes behind people. I get it, the O-line sucks, but that's the NFL nowadays, George. You don't have time as a quarterback. Like, you don't have time. It's as simple as that. Like, and for them, like, just to have him, like, they're all bad. Like, the Kyler Murray's a diva. Kingsbury's in over his head. And Klein, the guy, he's the GM that puts this all together. And they all got long-term contract extensions, George. What a train wreck.
You know, we discussed this on In-Game Live earlier. I can understand the Murray one, because you're in a tough spot there. Sort of like the Cowboys were with Dak.
Yeah, you got to pay Murray. I understood that, yes.
Because, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to start from scratch? I get that. You're sort of stuck there. The Kingsbury one I didn't get. He has failed over and over again late in seasons, right? I mean, what are you hoping for here? Did you think one was tied to the other? And if you thought that, by the way, then the fact that Murray and Kingsbury have been feuding most of this season, that's not good either, right? I mean, the GM...
And everybody in the football world...
Tom Bidwell, he's got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even Bidwell's fault. Like, and then people believe that, like, Murray is good, but Kingsbury's not the guy, right? Like, they need somebody else. Like you said, Murray's yelling at him. It's not like Murray loves Kingsbury just because, oh, he recruited him out of high school. Yeah, good, good. Who cares? You know, Kyler Murray's clearly changed. So, you know, you need more of an authoritarian coach, someone that's going to have more respect. They're an undisciplined football team. They're poorly built. Like I said, they're like a poor man's Rams. The Rams are poorly built, too. But at least the Rams got a Super Bowl out of it and have Sean McVay. But, like, the Cardinals want to be like the Rams, but they're just not, right? You know, they don't have the same toughness. And they do have bad luck. Everybody gets hurt on every second play on this team for whatever reason. So, you know, we can't dispute that either. It's frustrating. I should know better than betting on Arizona, because we can say, well, you know, Kyler got hurt, but they probably still would have screwed up anyway. It's not like Kingsbury, you know. It is what it is, George. It's frustrating. The game sucked. The picks sucked. The injury sucked. The fact that it's day under sucked. Everything. Colt McCoy sucks. Primetime games suck. I think just sucked is the word tonight.
Yeah, it's not Monday. It's suck day. Pretty much. Like I said, this is one of those days, which I guess, listen, we all have it, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. Fine. I said, I don't think I want to bet today. I think I did a, you know, a complete, forget the golden sombrero. I did that times two. Just one of those days. Yesterday was a good day. Everything could go, that went right yesterday. Even the Cowboys pulled out that miracle win. So everything that was great yesterday. Today, boy, I mean, the gods just come back at you hard, right? And say, yeah, don't get too high on yourself. And
if you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Slap bad as soon as you saw Murray. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, that's a non-contact. Oh, crap.
Yeah, we should have known, though, right then, just to abandon ship. I was like, Arizona can still win this game. They could have, but whatever. I mean, you could also win the lottery as well. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
this lady says I'm an artist.
You? An artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
Don't let that anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. My picks suck. Everything sucks. That's the word of the night. It's like the word of the night sucks. Boy, Mo, that team really sure did suck last night. I've never seen a suckier team suck before. They really sucked. That's basically the gist of it. A lot of stuff going on in the sports world. Damian Lillard hit 11 three-point shots tonight to tie his career high. You got to believe this is like this Finch dude's done. Finch is going to get Grinched here before Christmas. Like, whatever. I don't really, you know, it is what it is. If you got to get fired before Christmas, it is, you know. People always say that, well, you can't fire someone before Christmas. Well, at least he can enjoy his Christmas as opposed to knowing he's going to get fired in the new year. You know what I mean, George? It's different. Like, if you ambush fire someone at Christmas, that sucks. You know what I'm saying? If it's like an ambush fire. But this is not an ambush fire. Like, the team is falling apart. They spent a lot of money in the offseason. They've got a bunch of star players. No one, like, they're not gelling, right? And it's up to the coach to bring these guys together, and it's not happening. And thing is, like, if you're an NBA team, you're getting blown up by 20 in these games and 30 and stuff. That's the problem. Like, it's not like, oh, we're losing, but we'll turn a corner with a shot here, shot there. It's like, no, you're getting killed. And, you know, it's not getting better. So, speaking of not getting better, Mike Leach is in critical condition. We wish him the best, his family the best in this difficult time right now. But it does not look good for Mike Leach. He's in hospice care, and I believe he's on life support right now. So, as we stated, our thoughts with the family right now. Weird news out of Texas, out of Austin this morning. As Chris Beard, their college basketball coach, was arrested for an assault. It said originally an assault on a family member. That's all it said. So we're seeing reports now. I didn't want to speculate. I always call people out for speculating, so I don't know. I didn't want to speculate about it, but it turns out it was his fiance. A woman called the police last night and basically said she was getting attacked by a man. The man was the Texas head coach, Chris Beard. And it's pretty crazy because he really is one of the most successful coaches in college basketball. And we're talking about a top five team that had a chance to win a national championship this year. And his life is done. Like, there's no way Texas can bring this guy back. It's going to be hard. Well, you know, still proven guilty and stuff and all that. But it's a bad look. All right. So a lot of stuff going on. We'll get to it. We got George Kurtz with us. Kawhi Leonard, 25 points tonight. This is his season high. This is his best he's looked so far this evening. 104-102 right now. 104-82. It's a rout. Boston Celtics got smashed the other night in Golden State. Now they're getting smashed once again here in Los Angeles. And we thought the Celtics were the best team in the league. Maybe they are, but it's been a bad little couple of days, obviously, for the Boston Celtics. The Clippers are messing them up pretty good. So let's get to the updated playoff picture right now in the National Football League. With the Patriots beating the Arizona Cardinals tonight, the Patriots are now in the playoffs. Patriots are in the playoffs. They would play the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, George, and they would have absolutely zero hope in hell of beating the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City.
Right, wouldn't happen. Chiefs are going to buy after all.
You're right. But you know what? The only thing that could happen is maybe someone on the Patriots could hurt Mahomes. That could happen. Right? Like, that could happen.
With the Celtics like he did yesterday. He kept Denver in that game a long time yesterday for what he was doing. Can't be a little chaos in football.
I think the Chiefs are vulnerable, personally. But not against the Patriots. I don't think much of the Patriots. And I don't think the Patriots will get in when it's all said and done. The Patriots' schedule is kind of tough still. They can still lose some games. And so, no luck. Just they're in right now, but the Chargers could get in still. The Patriots play the Bills. We can go over their schedule in a minute. But if the playoffs started today, the Patriots would be at the Chiefs. The Dolphins would be at the Ravens. And the Bengals would be at the Titans again. They would beat them again. The Bengals will beat the Titans again.
They're a broken team right now.
The Titans? Yeah, they're terrible. They're
a broken team. They got problems. they're going to get in, but they got. I think they're going to get in. Maybe they don't get in. Yeah, I think Jacksonville still plays them. So they'd be, if they win that game, they'd be a game behind. Tennessee can lose another game. Tennessee plays Dallas in 2 weeks. I mean, it's not out. It's unlikely. I'm certainly not gonna bet on it. But it's not out of the realm of possibility.
They play the Chargers this week. They're at the Chargers. The Titans.
That could be
tough
a
game for them. Yeah, tough game for them. Then they host the Houston Texans, who just gave the Cowboys all that they can handle.
It's a W. I'm not. They would for Jacksonville to have a shot. This has to be a loss this week, right?
Put it this way. I think the Titans could lose to the Chargers this week. Let's say they beat the Texans, then they play the Cowboys. The Cowboys can beat the Titans, and then the last game of the year is Titans at Jags.
Jacksonville plays Dallas as well. They play Dallas this week. So they would need to beat the Cowboys. I think it's doable.
They play the same schedule pretty much. They play Houston as well. They also play Houston. The only difference is they have one different game. Yeah.
Right? Jacksonville plays at the Jets. Thursday night, not an easy one at all.
But it's a winnable game for them.
It's a winnable game. I mean, I would as a fan, I would love to see that last game on last Sunday of the season, Jacksonville, Tennessee, meet, you know, all the models. That'd be great.
They're two games back. But they have the, so they beat them though once, right? So
they'd win a tiebreaker. If they can win again, now you're one game back.
So exactly. So now, like, so being tied is good enough for them if they win again. So if they, you know what I mean? So that's good right there.
I don't think they can win out, but if they win out, they're in.
We could say that about a few teams, I think. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. But they're playing for something. I don't know. People get excited about Jacksonville all the time when they win a game. You know what I mean? It's not like they've won a bunch of games in a row. I think so. Listen, they're in that mix. They're lucky they're in that division. But as far as the NFC is concerned, the Detroit Lions are suddenly sort of lingering here. The Lions, like, if the Lions win this game against the Jets this week, then it's getting real that the Lions are knocking on the door to get in the playoffs, George.
That's almost a playoff game, by the way. The Jets are out now, but if they lose that game, they're almost certainly out.
It's a playoff eliminator. You're right. Yeah. It's a playoff eliminator. Definitely. The Jets are 7-6 right now. Detroit are 6-7. That's it. They're one win away from getting to 500. And look, Washington and New York play each other, George, this week. Someone's got to lose. Well, unless they tie again. yeah, exactly. Someone's got to lose. Seattle's playing San Francisco. They could lose that game.
They could lose.
Like, if you're Detroit, it's not an impossible dream. Like, you're knocking on the door. Like, you're on the lawn. You're not on the door. You're on the driveway. You know what I mean? Like, you're on the walkway.
My only worry is this for Detroit. Three of their four games are on the road. All right, they're playing at the Jets, at Carolina, Chicago at home, at Green Bay. I mean,
manageable.
You should win three or four.
Goff's not a good cold weather quarterback, though.
That's what I worry is that passing game going to work in the in New York, in Carolina, in Green Bay. Lord knows what the weather will be like in Green Bay. But by then, Jordan Love may be the quarterback, not Rodgers. They've said, I think, one more loss and they're going to Love. Is that what they've said? I believe I've heard that.
So they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Yeah,
which should come shortly. By the way, you do realize, speaking of primetime games, that's the next Monday night game, right? Rams, Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, who is it? The Rams and Green Bay or the Saints and Green Bay?
Rams and Green Bay. Oh, goody.
We'll see Baker Mayfield, I guess.
It could be worse.
No, it's pretty bad. Let's call it up for what it is.
Even the Saturday games, until we get to Miami and Buffalo, I mean, Indianapolis, Minnesota. Thanks for putting Indianapolis in a standalone game again.
I know.
And then Cleveland, Baltimore. We get to watch Deshaun Watson screw up some more.
Yeah, at least they hate each other. You know what I mean? At least those teams. There's something to it, but yeah, you're right. I'll be watching bowl games. So, yeah, the Saturday slate, the Indianapolis Colts and the Vikings at 1 o'clock Eastern. The Vikings, 4-point favorites over the Colts. Totals 48.5. The Ravens are 3-point underdogs, actually, in Cleveland. 37.5 is the total in that game. And the Buffalo Bills are 7.5-point favorites over a Miami Dolphin football team that had heaters on the sideline in Los Angeles last night.
It was 55 degrees. If you need heaters at 55, you're a soft team. You're just a soft team. I don't see how you're going to survive in Buffalo.
I will admit.
Bring a dome with you?
I will admit that I had my hood up at Allegiant Stadium, and I found it to be a little bit cool in Las Vegas. It was a colder day. And in Los Angeles, that stadium, there is, like, open parts of it, right? So,
yes,
it is colder than whatever. Like, if you're living there, it's, yeah, you know, it's all relative. Yeah, it's a colder night. But I think, though, George, if you're a football team, and you're playing indoors and you have heaters on the sideline, you've got a big problem, bro. Because you've got a big problem.
Like, what are you saying about your team? That's right. Wait, what are you, you're telling you? It, I mean, it's 55 degrees. Now, don't get me wrong. If I'm at the game, yeah, I might wear a hat and gloves for all.
Yeah, but you're a player running around and stuff. Like, it's
not
different.
Bad. Yeah. That's good football weather. What are you gonna do in Buffalo where you'd be lucky? You'd be lucky if it's 30 degrees. I think it's bad mentally in my mind because now you're telling your players over. If you're cold at 55, what
it's
are you,
soft.
Like, frigid at 30.
Like, put it this way, if you're a baseball team, I don't have a problem with it. Your pitcher's got to keep his arm, the bat, your hitters and stuff. All right, we're cranking heat in the dugout here. Fine. You're a football team. Like you said, like football weather, right? You know what I mean? Football weather is, like, cold even. You're in a dome in Los Angeles. Not to mention, you're in a stadium with, like, 90,000 people, body heat, television lights, big bright lights. Like, you're not a homeless person outside in a pair of shorts. You know what I'm saying? Who it's actually cold outright. For.
You can't be feeling 55. If you think 55 is cold as a player, you're...
Yeah, but we should notice 55 and you're inside. Like, you're not outside.
That doesn't make sense. I understand that that's the weird stadium where the upper bowl is part. That's why they had that delay with the lightning storm in game one this year or game two, whatever it was. Because the upper
It was a pretty stupid idea to do that. Like, just make it a stupid... Just make it a close. Why did you do this? Like, it was dumb.
Because it is... It's a guess. I guess they wanted air circulation, but that's a complete guess. I have no idea.
I don't know. All these new domes suck. I've been to them. It's whatever. They're just massive. Unless you're sitting close to the field, you're screwed.
Have you been to Jerry's World?
No. I've been to Allegiant. I've been to Allegiant, the Vegas. I've been to SoFi, but I've never been to Jerry's World.
I was at
They're
Texas
too big,
Stadium,
these
but
stadiums.
I haven't been to Jerry's World. I missed it.
You know what? The Minnesota one is cool. Like, it actually looks cool. Like, you know what I mean? From the inside, it's all glass, and, like, it has a unique look to it, at least. SoFi, Allegiant, once you're inside, and even on TV, and this is the problem now, like, now they want to build a stadium in Denver. Right? You don't need a new stadium in Denver, but they want a dome stadium.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Stadium in Denver. They want one of these new super stadiums so they can host the Super Bowl and WrestleMania and the Final Four. But everything's going to be a dome now soon. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morant, so we're kicking it. George Kurtz with us right now. We've got Mike Tenier, FB Outsiders, New York Times contributor, joining us a little bit later on. Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, SI.com, will kick it with us as well. So, George, Thursday night football, San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks lost to the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, the Panthers have won three of their last four football games. They are playing competitive football for Coach Steve Wilks right now. And you get San Francisco coming off of this massive win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Short week. They go on the road. This is a true test right now for Brock Purdy and the 49ers, who will be without Samuel as well. Although Samuel's going to be out not forever. But, man, it's amazing how these guys just get injured all the time, this team. They have to deal with it. Tough spot on Thursday night.
Well, you mentioned, Gabe, they have so many injuries that the reason they didn't put Garoppolo on IR is they can't activate anybody else off IR. They've already used their 8 activations this year. So they can't put anybody else they want to recall from IR, they can't put them on. They're going to have to live with it. So they've had a ton of injuries this year. Yeah, tough spot here. Big game. San Fran wins this, the division's done. So you know they want to get this taken care of, so it's all wrapped up there. We don't know if Kenneth Walker's going to play or what percentage he'll be at there. And if they don't have a running game, if Walker can't play, if he's not at 100%, hard to see them being San Fran if they're one-dimensional. That defensive line will tee off and kill Geno Smith. As much as I like Metcalf and Lockett, be tough here. I'm on San Fran now until I find out more about Walker. And I think he might play, but won't be anywhere near what he's been most of the season.
The Los Angeles Clippers have defeated the Boston Celtics. And there's a big love fest going on right now after the game. They're all hugging each other. Gotta love the hardcore competitiveness of the NBA. Another 20-point game tonight. Kawhi Leonard drops 25. All right, we'll get a couple of picks from Kurtz on the other side on the way out. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,